heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And women, let me say, hold me now. I'm sinking from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet is so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet is so far down.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jocelyn, who takes care of us at Chickies, who can actually sing.
We were saying
that this might be the last 5:30 Creed.
Yeah.
And we were like, do you want to sing on it? You can really sing. And here you are. You did it. You nailed it.
Great job.
Make us sound worse, though. Now, your vote, do we keep 5:30 Creed or do we move on to a new song? You can have a vote.
I think we should pick a new.
Another song.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys up for the challenge?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it
took. We have to discuss this.
We have to talk about it. I mean, it took us a long
time. It's a big decision.
Yeah, it took a long time to get people to know this one. It took probably 4 months for Ike to learn the words to this one. So.
4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, you started like it was me and Jack for a little while. And we noticed you were almost there, you know?
It took a while.
Yeah.
But since we do it every day, it helped me out.
Yep. Yes. Well, great job, Jocelyn.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, as always. Yes. As always. If you come and Jocelyn takes care of you, tip her.
That's right.
Tip her very well.
Tip her without
I mean, whoever
being
takes
extra
care
friendly,
of you.
Too.
Yeah, yes. Like Truck Horn Jerry. Completely out of control, that guy. 215-592-9494.
That was way better.
Yes. Way better than you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Will in Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. A few quick things on the trade deadline for the Phils.
Yeah.
You know, talking exactly right to Middleton here. The time is now. I mean, Spike, you keep saying it, but these guys are getting older. You can't waste this version of Wheeler, Sanchez, Bryce. Bryce looks like he's about to be on fire for the rest of the year, too. He's got that look, right?
He does have that look.
You know, I mean, the three-headed monster of Trey, Bryce, and Schwarber. Trey's the worst one, and he's hitting 300. So, you know, the time is now.
What's Lindor hitting?
All right, stop it.
The kid for the Dodgers, who was a catcher. 2 years ago, he was untouchable in trade talks. The Twins just released him. He's hitting. His numbers in AAA were like 40 strikeouts and like 50 at bat. You don't know what's going to happen with these products. You know, go all in. I don't care if we get fleeced on a trade for Suarez. You know, you need a big bat. You need someone in the bullpen. Do something. And my last point, and then I'll hang up and listen. Well, I'll give you my whiner real quick. But
yeah.
The fans aren't the only ones that will feel deflated if they don't do anything. The players will as well. You know?
Like, I agree.
The players are going to be like, oh, what, we're running it back again? You know?
Right.
I mean, even if they don't admit that, you know that's going to be it.
Yeah, especially real quick.
And then I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Traffic.
What's your whine?
I was working in North Jersey. Traffic. I'm going to the beach right now. Traffic. It is unbearable. Love the show. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Will.
I think that is everybody's biggest complaint.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I head into traffic. I'm like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I can get through this. And then you're
sitting there. Long as it's not standstill traffic.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Even if it's moving slow, long as we're moving.
Moving.
As long as I can check some texts.
Jack,
not
that's
supposed
not funny.
To be doing that.
Do not check pets.
And damn sure don't be saying it on the air.
You are such an idiot. Ike, what were you going to say about the players being disappointed?
Yeah. So, if I'm a player and I'm trying to win right now, I think most of these guys kind of feel that the major league players, for the most part, aren't getting traded. So, this is more about minor leaguers being traded.
Mostly, yeah.
So, I'm saying the clubhouse is probably in favor of this. You know how some years it could be, we don't want you to trade.
Yeah,
one of the major guys. It doesn't seem like one of the major guys are getting traded
from
the guys that are up in the major league. So if I'm a player, he's right. I would feel sort of deflated. Like, hold on, give us a shot.
Well, I think
because they have to, maybe not the everyday guys, not to cut you off, but they have to know they need bullpen help.
They have to know.
Like, well, they know this.
I mean, think about it this way. So, well, first off, two things. One, I thought last year they felt deflated, and I think that's why they didn't really they didn't come out firing all cylinders. But like, so Jim Salisbury, who was on the Phillies show, I mean, he said that he was walking around the clubhouse the other day talking to players, and like they were bringing up the idea of Eugenio Suarez and like adding a right-handed power bat. I mean, they're plugged in. They're plugged into what's going on.
Of course. And he, you know, who just called this? Matt? Was that his name? Like, the whole idea of – and I understand what he meant when he said, I don't care if we get fleeced on a trade, blah, 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 blah. You're not – you don't get fleeced – if you win the World Series.
Yeah.
Ike just went outside, I think, because his windows are open.
His windows are
and
open.
It's about to pour.
I'm like, where's he? First off, on a bum knee and a bone spur?
Oh, cool.
I haven't seen him move that quick since at least, though, too.
That's why he's got the belt. That's why he's got the belt.
Yeah.
But the point, like, I want to talk about, like, value with a trade. Because he said, I don't care if they get fleeced. You didn't get fleeced if you won the World Series, and you didn't get fleeced if you get a good player.
Sure.
Like if you – I don't know if this metaphor is going to work or not work.
Yeah.
If you need a car to get to work, and there's only one car for sale, like, they can charge whatever you want, but if you got a car and you got to work, then you got value, you know?
Sure.
Like, when you are in position, like, I think what is hard for guys like – I think what is hard for guys like Dombrowski and what is hard for guys like Morey is they don't want to, quote-unquote, lose a trade.
Exactly.
And they don't want to be perceived as the guy that paid too much for the player. But when you are in a position like the Phillies are and the rest of the league knows what you need, and by the way, the thing that you need is the thing that everybody else needs, then you're going to have to pay a higher price. Your idea of what this should cost goes out the window when you need it.
Yeah.
They need it. Like I don't care. The value doesn't – it's very easy to make good I lived through this with Hinkie. It's very easy to make good value trades when you don't have to win. When the other team is under pressure to win and you're not under pressure to win and you can take back salary and you can get draft picks and blah, 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 it's very easy to win those trades.
Yeah.
But when you're in the position the Phillies are, you win the trade if you get the player that you want.
Yes.
End of story. End of story. If you go and you get one of these difference makers, then you won the trade. You got what you wanted. You paid what you needed to, and you'll deal with the rest later. I'm not saying to be irresponsible, but they are not in a position where Dave Dombrowski has to be the guy on the internet the next day that fleeced the other team. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like, that's not what we need. We need the players.
Well, and the other thing that annoys me is I feel like there's been a lack of that's the guy, go get the guy. And it's like, we'll take Carlos Estevez because he costs a little bit less rather than going and getting a Tanner Scott last year.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I think the last time I felt like they really went – well, there's a couple times. He went into free agency in 22, and he said, I need Kyle Schwarber. And he got Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
He went to free agency in 23. Trey Turner was their guy, and they got him. But there hasn't been that at the trade deadline where it's just like –
too much stuff to go get.
And used to be this way. Like, I think with Boston in 18, he got Nathan Eovaldi, and he knew he wanted Steve Pierce. And I know that no one cares, and no one knows who Steve Pierce is. But Steve Pierce won World Series MVP, and he did. He ripped left-handed pitching.
Did?
Yeah, he was great. But I just feel like there's been so much of, well, I don't want to pay.
Whatever happened to Steve Pierce?
He was like a 38. He was done.
Oh.
But he was.
Well, didn't the guy in the Dodgers won the World Series MVP last year, didn't he?
Well, Edmund won NLCS MVP.
Oh, NLCS MVP.
I don't know if he
Tommy
won.
Tommy Edmund.
I don't think he won World Series. Well, I mean.
Freeman won World Series MVP.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And to go back to the – I bring up the 21 Braves a lot because I think that the Phillies outfield is kind of comparable to them right now of, like, maybe needing multiple pieces. 21 Braves got Eddie Rosario, Jack Peterson, Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler at the trade deadline. Jorge Soler is betting 186 on the dead Royals team. He's part of the reason why I want Luis Robert. Like, I would take talent. But Eddie Rosario won NLCS MVP, and Jorge Soler won World Series MVP. Not big needle moving, but like a bunch of different kind of moves. Like, I just I feel there's been a little too much of, we're not going to go get the big piece because it costs too much. Let's settle for something less. And I think this is the one time where you got to just bleep that and go get the real guy.
Well, and the other thing is, they have spent so much money on this team. This isn't like a team that they didn't expect to win. Like, it's not like a team that's in the middle and it's like, well, we didn't even expect to be here, whatever. You're spending $300 million on the roster. You have the biggest free agent that the team has ever signed in Bryce Harper at a point in his career where you don't know how many high-level Harper years you're going to have left.
We got at least four.
Well, you have the best. You have a Zach Wheeler who is one of the best pitchers in Phillies history, who might only have 2 years left, and he has told you he's only got 2 years left
with a possible lockout after 26.
Go do it.
What?
Dave.
There's going to be a lockout after 26.
Well, did you hear the thing? The Phillies met with Rob Manfred.
And it got contentious?
Yeah.
But Nick Castellanos said, don't worry, no one was physically assaulted.
Oh, great.
Thanks,
wow.
Nick. Yeah, thanks, Nick. But there was one point, I guess, player said, well, you can leave, Rob.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk 215-592-9494. We'll talk about that more right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. Tax-free Middletown, Delaware,
exactly.
And tax-free Wilmington,
exactly.
Delaware.
You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Every brand you need. Best price. Christmas in July.
You're just hitting it all.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go down.
You a while to get there.
Yeah. I got there.
Yeah.
I got there. We found it.
I saw you reaching.
Yeah.
You know me. I got all up here.
No, I know you do. Yep. I know you do. So, you know, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and I'm sure you've been kind of intrigued. You're like, wow, sounds great. Tax-free Delaware. Awesome. Over 100 brands. They have all the premium appliance brands like Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. You hear us talk about, you know, what an unbelievable experience it is working with the team at National Appliance Warehouse. They're both friendly, treat you like family, but also incredibly knowledgeable. We always talk about, like, why haven't you done it yet? Well, if there's a time to do it, it's now, because it's the Christmas in July savings event at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're saving even more, including, listen, right now, you can purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove appliance package.
What rebate are they going to get?
Not $25,000.
Nope, but $2,500.
$2,500. And
that's monstrous.
Or you could choose 3 years of additional warranty.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So, listen, you get all of that on top of the great experience. All you got to do is click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington. And when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. So what Rob Manfred's doing, Ike, is he is going around to different clubhouses and talking to the team. And it seems like what he is trying to set up, a couple of things. What he's trying to set up is not say it, but basically they want a salary cap. That's the first thing. And basically what he's telling players is the economics of the game aren't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's trying to do is get to the players before the union starts talking
right,
to them
right.
and start setting up what these negotiations are going to be like. And the baseball union is not like the football union. Like, they will hold out.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you
know we've seen it.
Yeah, I mean.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
They hold out. They hold out all the time.
Yeah.
I think the. Yeah, so.
It's just annoying. Like, it's.
It's easier for them to hold out because there is more top salary players in their sport.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're
guaranteed contracts.
Yep. Guaranteed contracts. Football, you always have to worry about the bottom two-thirds of the roster who aren't making big contracts. And those are the guys who usually forces.
Who can't survive.
Yeah, they can't survive the lockouts, and you normally have to fold.
Yeah, a floor would be really interesting. I wish they could come together and figure out a way to do it, because a floor would force the Pirates, force the Marlins, force them to at least start spending money.
They need a cap.
A cap and a floor.
Yeah.
I think they need both.
I think they need both. And I'm a player, but damn it, I don't play anymore. So it doesn't matter to me, right? And when I'm looking at everything, and you're giving guys $700-something million contracts, and we got baseball teams that don't even have payrolls of $700 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even have the type of contracts that have been given out.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Oakland. Who else am I thinking of?
The Marlins. There's countless.
The Marlins. Like, these teams.
Rays.
We got two teams actually playing in minor league stadiums during the regular season.
Yeah. Now, one was because the Hurricane game, but, yeah.
They can't fill out a stadium anyway, so it wouldn't even matter.
Well, and this is the reality, I think, not just for baseball, but for sports teams in general, is a lot of times teams would accept a loss in a year over year, because the values of their franchises just keep going up and up and up. There's something with these sports franchises, and it's why you see so many teams selling in the NBA.
Now, yeah.
Because I believe that they have hit a point where the franchise valuations are peaking, and these teams are going to have to start looking at profit and loss for the year. Like, they're going to have to start making money because they're not like sure that the values of these franchises are going to go up. So this whole just spend money, it doesn't matter because the team is going to be worth 10 times. The Sixers are worth 10 times what they were worth when Josh Harris bought them. 10 times.
Yeah.
In 13 years.
I was going to say, what was that, like 15 years ago? That wasn't...
He bought them for what, $265 million?
$247.
Yeah.
And they're worth a couple billion.
Over $2 billion.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that like these teams are crying poor, but the reality of like making a profit every year is
like
going to start coming, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's why the Phillies brought on more investors.
Yes.
You know, and I think maybe that's part of why the Eagles brought on more investors. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just overall, it would be a real bummer for a work stoppage given all the positive momentum that baseball has had.
Yeah.
And like, you could make a case that it's jumped basketball, which didn't seem like it was the case.
Oh, I've
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Four years ago?
I think it kind of has.
Baseball feels pretty hot, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, the Stars are in big markets. The Stars are in New York. The Stars are in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And, you know, like, Chicago's good. Boston's good.
Yeah, well, Philly's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
major markets have good baseball teams.
I mean, think about just, you know, Juan Soto is now a name that it's been a long time since there have been baseball players that casual sports fans know the name.
It's true.
Ohtani, Judge.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
And I think having them, I'm not like a big market elitist, but having them in those sort of cities helps the sport.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know, having Mike Trout buried on the Angels.
Does not help.
It doesn't help anything.
Nope.
You know, Ohtani going to the Dodgers, Juan Soto going to the Mets, the Yankees and then the Mets.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper being on the Phillies. These things are meaningful.
They are.
So I hope they can – listen, Manfred's whole thing is supposed to be a labor lawyer. He's a labor lawyer forever. Like, find a way to make it work. But
I think I could be wrong. Numbers could easily prove me wrong. But I think baseball has passed basketball.
Well, yeah, I mean –
I just think it has.
Yeah, I think basketball
– about basketball until the second half.
Well, and think about this. I bring him up because he's like – let's say he's the 13th best player in the NBA, Devin Booker.
Yeah.
You walk around and just talk to casual sports fans and ask them who Devin Booker is. They have no idea.
They don't know who Devin Booker is.
They have no idea who it
is. No.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, Steph, you know LeBron.
Yes.
KD.
And you know KD.
And they're all 40.
Yeah.
You know, like these young guys that like most people don't know them. I think baseball has an opportunity. It would be a shame to have a work stoppage. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You know what I want to whine about? The text line. Spike at about 5:45 every single day.
Yep. Well, the text line comes for me like none other. I'm sorry.
That's true.
It's gotten out of control. It's like, Jack, I get it. You were doing this job, and then I came back, but it's been a year. I feel like we have a good relationship.
I mean, that doesn't get brought up very often.
Well, I'm just saying you take shots at me in the text line a lot.
Again, I don't write the text.
Oh, yes. You pick the text.
Certainly pick them.
Yeah.
You pick them. Yes.
What's next?
My nominee for the single best segue in the history of the afternoon show. I have news about a new possible pandemic. The next big disease could be here locally. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. Mike in Marlton.
Yep, well, and I was right. It's Super Bowlitis.
Super Bowlitis.
It's spreading.
It's an issue. We'll get Eagles elitists and Super Bowlitis.
Super Bowlitis. James Seltzer and John Ritchie, super spreaders. You know, maybe that's why Joe DiCamera is the way he is. If I had to argue about the Eagles with Seltzer and Ritchie every day, I would.
I mean, you're losing brain cells.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
What's next?
You tell him, Spike. Hey, Mr. Middleton, act like a big boy owner. Go get you the baseball equivalent of Eric
Paul
Gordon
George.
And just sit back and wait for the parade.
Yeah, there it
Daryl
is.
Moore.
Yeah, there it is.
Every day.
Every day it comes
I can't
right
believe
up.
We link you to the Sixers.
Every day.
That was the take of the year by you yesterday.
What?
That was.
I have no idea why I got linked to the Sixers.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's basically what you said.
I said it was unfair. So I'm a, you know, I'm a football guy and a baseball guy too.
That's true.
And
yeah.
a hockey.
Certainly,
guy.
Are showing yourself to be a baseball guy.
Yeah. I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a Flyers hat today.
Yeah. And one guy tried to crush you for it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you can't be wearing a Flyers hat.
Yeah, you can't
hat.
Be wearing that.
You're a Sixers guy. Wait. And by the way, I said to him, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Sixers guys don't have a problem with Flyers guys.
Right.
Flyers guys have a problem with Sixers guys. That's how it works. What's next?
Spike, a while back.
There it is.
No offense, but I don't listen to other WIP shows. I have my own takes. Spike, every day lately. Guys, you're not going to believe what the morning show said in the second hour during the 37th minute. Mark and Monco.
It's not even fair. It was at the beginning of their show today.
Look, I am not going to say who tipped me off to the beginning of the morning show today, but I will say there is a mole, and somebody tipped me off. I was not listening.
Okay.
Somebody tipped me off. But I won't say who. I won't reveal my source. What's next?
I know the real reason why Elliot prefers indoor events. The bird that pooped on Elliot.
We don't talk enough about the bird poop on Elliot's shoulder.
That was the owner's meeting?
The owner's meeting. Sitting there doing a call with us, and all of a sudden,
can
bird
I say,
poops on him.
If we had video of that, it would have been the greatest video of all time.
Not even close.
It would have been like Chris Christie falling.
Yeah, but by 10, the amount of comments of, I wish I was that bird, I wish I was that bird, I wish
God.
I was that bird.
He told us. He didn't even keep it from us. He's like, a bird just pooped on me.
Yeah. It's almost, I don't think it's as funny, and we don't bring it up enough. Of him fixing Saquon Barkley's shirt in front of every media member.
Yep.
And he had slippery buttons.
Yeah, we should go get the audio of that. I want to listen to it again. What's next?
There is no sentence that encapsulates Elliot Shore Parks' method of arguing better than the players definitely prefer don'ts, if I had to guess. Tim, you knew it.
He did that today. He did it today.
Well, hold on. And I made a mistake, and I didn't know. Elliot didn't correct me, so he must have not have known. I said there are two other ball players here at the station that would say the same thing that I'm saying. Then I see a clip from the station where Hugh Douglas is saying he would rather have a dome.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I've
lucky
always
he's not here anymore.
I've always known Hugh's not a football guy.
Oh, my God.
Why
and
would
he's
you
from Ohio.
Want to play
like,
in
what
a
is
dome?
Wrong with him?
Yeah.
First of all, defense is a luxury. He has totally lost it.
Yeah, well, he's soft now.
He's
old.
Well, first off, he thinks there's going to be a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. He wants to play in a dome. You don't even know the guy anymore.
Yeah. What's next?
Chuck and Mount Airy's worst nightmare. With their first pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Greg Boyd, white safety from the University of Wisconsin. Alex in Lancaster.
Ike, a moment that happened on the show yesterday, I mentioned to Jack earlier.
Yeah.
I think one of the funniest moments ever. Chuck calls up, and he's like, I don't want two white safeties on the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't have two white safeties. And he's like, I didn't like Hulk Hogan because he was racist. And I was like, well, wait a minute, Chuck. Chuck.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. No.
Didn't really hit him. All right. Jack, do you have leading off next?
Oh, yeah.
Phil's Yankees.
Taiwan Walker.
Oh, I
can't. Come on, man.
Can't wait to get home and see how far this home run goes.
Dude.
From Judge.
Well, again, Judge doesn't hit big home runs. So they'll have to be up by a minimum of four.
Right.
I mean, he's seventh in the league in least clutch home runs. Or something along those lines.
Is that what we're doing? He's number one in every offensive category.
Yeah, but not when it counts.
And by the way, not a Judge guy, a Stanton guy, but still, come on.
Yeah.
So Jack,
Are you going to wear your respect hat this weekend?
No.
How much Yankee stuff are you going to wear around the house?
I'm not. I cheer for the Phillies when it's Phil's Yanks.
That's great. That's big of you.
So Jack,
I didn't do you like that.
Yeah, I know.
Not on a Friday.
Jack is leading off next. By the way, the Phillies game tonight is on Apple TV, and we know you probably don't have Apple TV. Remember, every Phillies game you can hear on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey app. Even if it's on Apple TV, you can't figure it out, blah, 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 blah. You can listen on WIP. And, by the way, if you do happen to have Apple TV, you can listen to the WIP broadcast on Apple TV, too.
It's awesome.
So it's, you know, you want to hear IP. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
It sure is.